Where do we put God? Where does God reside? Is he here at a church any more than he is out there in the world? Is he in the Word of God? Is he up in heaven somewhere? Just where is God? I guess people have been asking that question down through the ages, all kinds of different answers. But Paul is trying to remind us of something that Moses shared with the people back in the law, back in Deuteronomy. There's a beautiful passage in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. Moses has, you know, lived his life revealing to the people he led out of Egypt what God expects of them. And we know how the Pharisees just took these first five books and just made a ton of laws that people had to follow so precisely. And to me, this is kind of like the first George Bush's kinder, gentler way of looking at things. Moses has gathered the people together, and in the 11th verse he says, "For this commandment which I command you this day is not too hard for you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will go up for us to heaven and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it?' Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it?' But the word is near, very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so that you can do it." And then he puts to us a challenge. He says, "I see that I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I have commanded you this day, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, by keeping his commandments and his statutes and ordinances, then you shall live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you are entering to take possession of it. I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life." Paul is sharing that same message in Romans. He's saying that if we're really saved, we do two things. We confess it with our lips. We confess that Jesus is Lord. And we believe in our hearts that Jesus is resurrected from the dead. And then we're saved. But salvation isn't just something we do at church. It's not something we just do one time when we come down to the altar and say, "I'm saved, I want to be baptized, I want to be a part of the body of Christ, the church." First of all, to believe that Jesus has been resurrected from the dead and believe in our heart doesn't mean to have some wonderful emotional warm reaction about God and Jesus. Although I think we do have wonderful warm reactions about what God does in Christ Jesus. The Hebrews tell us that the heart is the seat of the intellect. It is the seat of the will. That we commit our intellect and will to believing in a God who is so wonderful, so amazing, so powerful, that after a person has been dead 3 days, they can be raised from the dead. It is believing with our intellect and our will that we have a God who can accomplish the impossible. Do you believe in a God who can accomplish the impossible for your life?